Hey, Out and About listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We love BetterHelp here. Unfortunately, life does not come with a user manual. Ladies, I know everyone at home knows it does not come with a user manual.
That's true.
If you get a new job, things can get switched up. If you're feeling unsafe or unsure, you're in a new relationship, a new parent, all these changes in life cause complex emotions that you need to work out. Navigating them is very difficult, and you can do that with the help of BetterHelp.
That's right. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and learn to productive coping skills. Now, my therapist and I have been working together for almost 2 years now,
right.
And she's given me life skills that are like, they're priceless. The way you think about things, the way you approach certain situations, the way you react to things. It's a whole thing that I've learned of skills from my therapist, and I couldn't have done it without her.
Well, now I'm actually looking to reap some of those benefits still from Joey. So he just re-upped on another segment with BetterHelp. But listen, we absolutely love BetterHelp. You guys know the drill. You've thought about trying therapy. I'm looking right into the camera. You have thought about trying therapy. You just haven't pulled the trigger. Try it now. The best Christmas present you can get is the Christmas present of mental clarity and mental health. Go into the new year with a clean brain, with a relaxed mindset, with everything that you want and you dream of. You can all have it now thanks to BetterHelp. It's the world's largest therapy service. We already know this. 3 million people have used it. We already know that. It's 100% online. We already know that. And the best part is all you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire with a therapist. It's very affordable. It's very easy to do.
Could be simpler.
There's no waiting room and there's no traffic.
Yeah, no waiting, no traffic. And you can learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/out and about. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/out and about. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/out and about.
Oh, Lord, we got through the ad. Chandra's giving us a clap in the back. Every time we do the ad, it's like sometimes we get through and sometimes we don't. I look at Marty's face because he's the edit's
going to kill me. I've never messed up BetterHelp. BetterHelp, yes. I know, is back in my hand. That's our smart show sponsor. I know that one. But that was those new tricky words they tried to make for Christmas that made me confused.
Also, Joey handed me his computer today. We switched computers.
It's not plugged in behind you.
Oh, that's why.
Silly bitch.
He starts work with 1%.
You take my string over your desk all the time.
1% battery.
Okay, wait. We're plugged in.
I'm trying to get plugged in this weekend.
Everyone had an awesome Thanksgiving weekend. Joey and I both had a great weekend. Now she's drinking her coffee.
Is my oolong tea.
No, that's Stella Blue, correct?
No, this is tea.
Oh.
Spill the tea. Speaking of spilling the tea, can I show you something on my phone?
Yeah, go ahead.
After you. Oh, wait. I was going to say, I hope everyone had an awesome Thanksgiving. There was no Friday episode. Today, we have Jeff Dunham on the show. One of the leading ventriloquists, one of the leading comedians in the world.
Look that.
Okay, Joey.
Look who's her producer and is in LA with
her. Stop. We're going to have to bleep that. I'm sorry. Drake Malasek is
working for her.
He's working for in LA.
What?
You heard it here first.
Well,
this
freelancing
is Photoshop.
There.
Obviously, it's Photoshop.
Oh. Who did that?
I don't know, but it's making its ways around the internet. How was your Thanksgiving?
Horrible. I spent it by myself in my bedroom. I held a picture of my mother and I from when I was from 1988, I think, and I was sobbing on the couch. I drank a bottle of wine. First of all, my new favorite wine. Juice Oil from Pinot Noir from Oregon. Juice Oil, D-U-S-O-I-L.
That is not what I thought you said. I thought you said Juice Oil.
No.
Does that sound like that?
I heard the D.
D-U-S-O-I-L, Pinot Noir from Oregon is my holy grail wine right now. I'm drinking it every single day, and I'm paying the price for it.
which is what? Which it's a
fatigue.
Bloat. It's fatigue. It's bloat. It's the gout is flaring up. No, so and the mental health is going.
No, so
down.
I was gonna stay in bed all day. I decided to turn my spirits around. So I got up. I lit the Christmas tree. I lit all my candles, all my decorations. I made myself the holiday drink of the moment. I'm loving.
That's a whole Thanksgiving meal.
No, that's a cinnamon smoked old fashioned. That's my signature cocktail for the winter season.
Can I say something?
If you have to.
No one watching this right now feel bad for Joey because he had about 35 invites for Thanksgiving and
he turned down
every single one of them.
You know what?
I invited him to Long Island. Sandra invited him to Miami. Did Sandra invite you to Miami?
Yes.
Okay. Marty invited him to Shreveport, Louisiana. PFT invited him to Qatar. He had options, but
he really chose to
wallow in self-pity
over
the weekend. And who helped?
Sandra.
Sandra helped? What'd she do?
Oh my God.
She helped him? We need a mic for Sandra. What did you do, Sandra?
She better helped me.
What was Jessica?
Black Friday launched, he wasn't posting, which is like obviously a big deal.
Yes.
when Black Friday launched, he wasn't posting, which is obviously a big deal.
No, she was in a blackout.
So I logged onto his account and I was posting like the Black Friday
program. Oh, I was so thankful.
And then he wasn't posting all of Saturday. He wasn't answering in the group chat. So I texted him and I was like, pulse check. And he was like, I'm depressed. I was like, yeah, I know.
Read this. You go, yes. Don't read it out loud, but read it.
I gave him advice that my therapist gave me.
It was the best advice ever.
I can't read. I can't. Don't hand me this unless I can read it out loud. This is the text from Sandra and Joey. It's very G-rated. Like,
read it. Read it.
Yeah, I don't care.
Pulse check. Very nice.
This is why
I stopped doing pulse checks. That's why I'm saying Sandra. You'll get there. Trust
Sandra
me.
Needs to work at BetterHelp. She needs a job over there.
Sorry, my depression. What's wrong? My family. Can I actually read this?
Yeah.
My family sucks. Go to BetterHelp. I made that up. She didn't say that. But it would be nice if she did say that. Okay, good. So you helped Joey. That's very nice. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's a lot. And quite frankly, I have my own issues.
Well, the thing is, I was invited.
It sounds like you really helped him.
I was invited to every place I wanted. But the one place I wanted to be for Thanksgiving, I could not be. And that's with my family.
Well, you could. You just chose not to.
Because my bitch sister decided to move up, uproot and go
she
move
stole
away.
Them, she stole the family from you.
Stole the family from me. And this is my second year and I haven't done my tablescape. And everyone's been wondering where it is.
Joey, you have the option to go do these things other places. But you chose not to go. He will next. So he learned.
No, I'll be rich next year and I'll have my own house by then.
You will? Where are we moving?
I want to move up, upstate New York, the Catskills.
I want to move to Valley region. Not El Paso. Now the border, they're actually paying people to move down there and secure. You're not going to believe this.
I'm doing a sleep study, believe it or not.
Believe it or not, I'm making $100,000 on a sleep study.
I'm just going to, like, you know, I'll find somewhere to decorate by then. Or even at your house, I could have tablescaped your dining room table.
It would have looked gorgeous. The first thing he did, so Joey came over maybe like a week. Did we talk about that on the show or no?
No, no one knows anything.
Joey came over and the first thing he does, he walks in and goes, table, I could tablescape this thing down. He goes, tablescape. He goes, I'll tablescape it down. Yeah. He goes, I'm thinking runner. I'm thinking reindeer.
I know. Runner's reindeer.
I'm thinking poopery over here.
Yeah.
It was great. We had a lot of fun. You've been at my house twice in the past 2 weeks. Joey and I went out on Saturday. Was it Saturday? Oh, no, it was like a Friday.
Wait, the day I came over?
No, you came over to record. On Friday, I got a text from old Nana. I was reluctantly out at about 10:30. He goes, and I was tired on the couch.
Well, I was celebrating with my lover.
And I get a thing. Joey goes, what are you up to? I go, and I show Zach. Zach goes, oh, no. I go, the hurricane's coming.
Yeah.
Because when Joey goes, what are you up to? And he goes, I go, nothing. You. He goes, just wandering around the 30s on the east side.
Yeah.
I go, I don't know what that means. Next thing you know, Nana's in a cab to my friend's place on London Terrace. He walks in. It's me, Zach, Joey, three other people. Joey texts me. He goes, have a cocktail ready, dear.
Turned to the person next to me. I don't want to be strange going to the stranger's house.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about when I came over your house.
No, we can't talk about that. You've forbidden us. Talk about things unless I can completely talk about them. Your man's was at my house. We can't talk about that.
Why?
Are we allowed to? You tell me, but if we talk about it,
we're not going to talk about it. We can just say we came over, we had dinner party at your house.
Well, yeah, that was much more boring than you coming over on Friday.
Okay.
Don't you think?
I mean, we were doing cocaine with PFT on your dining room table.
That's simply untrue. We didn't cut that. But you came over on Saturday, Nana. The guy turns to me and goes, what does Joey like to drink? I go,
everything.
I go, double Casamigos and soda. Hold the soda. No rocks. So Joey came over.
No, I want rocks.
He had a nice little glass of Patron. Next thing you know, he shows up at 10. Next thing you know, it's 10:30, 11, 11:30. I'm getting ready to wind down. And then
A gaggle of gays came over.
Then a gaggle of gays came over.
A couple from Houston came over.
And Joey looks at the moment I knew we were going to stay out late. Joey looks at me. He goes, he just had this shitty grin on his face. He goes, this is fun. I go, oh, no. And then next thing you know, we're at fucking Barracuda. We're at the Eagle. Rise
Barracuda.
Bar. We're at all these places.
We went to...
I went home at 1, thank Christ. He was at my friend's house until 8:30 a.m. 8:30 in the morning. Sandra's out of control.
Like out? Like got home at 8:30?
Yes.
And I've been with this character before. I've been with this nightmare before, so I know when to get out of there.
Wait, what's the other bar we went to on 19th Street?
Went to Hardware. Rebar.
Rebar.
We did Barracuda, which I haven't been to in 10 years, and then went to Rebar. And I could see Joey looking at this other guy who we were with, and it was like two storm
fronts. Two messy bitches.
They looked at each other, and they're like,
let's fuck shit up.
They go, oh, you like to stay out? And Joey goes, He goes, matter of fact,
I'm into the language.
He goes, I'm a bit of a night owl myself. And I look at Zach like, meanwhile, Zach's in the corner.
Everyone's having a good time. And someone has to
get out of there.
Everyone's having a good time. And then one person's like, I'm going to get out of here and go home. It's like, what a buzzkill.
It was 2:30 in the morning when I left, by the way.
They're open till 4. That's
they're open till 4. But then you went. I'm actually glad you came out. You injected some fucking life into that party, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I was drunk when you got there.
I was not.
I sobered up and then I got drunk again. And now after I left, you went to Hell's Kitchen to try and bait the Hell's Kitchen killer. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how did that go?
Well, I didn't find him, but I was keeping. But the thing is, when you go into the guard,
when
you go into the bar, the security guard tells, they're giving all the advice to like the younger guys walking in there. Saying like, and I was like,
don't get killed is the advice.
Pretty much. No, and that's like, after I said that, I'm so happy that you're doing this as a new mom. Like, if my son came here, I would want you to. That's what I said to him. He was like, what the fuck?
He goes, ma'am, I'm going to ask you to leave.
Yeah. I said, as a new mom, I said, this is so important that you're doing this for these kids because what's happening in our community is not right. But the guy, security guard at the bar, I think his name is Clarence, he was telling the kids when they go in, no, it's okay, I'm talking like the 21-year-old, you know, the younger guys, the twins and stuff, saying, make sure you put your wallet in your front pocket right now. And then he goes, and watch your drinks. Don't put your drink. If you put your drink down for a second, throw it out and get a new one. He's like, do not lose your drink. Do not take a drink from anyone.
Well, the murders.
They're drugging guys. There's a Jeffrey Dahmer, a real life Jeffrey Dahmer in Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
And Joey's now
drugging. This happening. Just the third gay guy has been killed.
Unfortunately.
Drugged, dragged, and killed.
Unfortunately for the killer, it's going to take more than a little Ruflin to put old Nana down.
Yeah. No. I'd be wide awake, ready.
Now, old Nana feels a little bit of a buzz. She gets going.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, that killer's in bad hands. Yeah. God help if they roofied old Nana. Nana'll go, ooh, I'm feeling good right now.
I am tied up into misery size. I'm going to let my boyfriends leave me.
Nana starts throwing it back when the K starts hitting.
Yeah.
So that was a hell of a night. If it's Wednesday right now, Cyber Monday, we're about to go into.
Whip them out Wednesday?
Whip them out Wednesday. Make sure you get your sweaters, the ma'am sweaters. Make sure you get your brand new Out and About merch. If you get it now by the end of the week, you'll have it in time for Christmas. No, they're not on sale. They're full price. But it goes to a good cause, which is both Joey and I's pockets.
It's our small business. Mm. Uncle Portnoy is back in the office.
Dave was in the office. We had a Mr. Portnoy that went viral on TikTok. I don't know that. I just posted it, but it will. He started a watch company, Brick Watch Company.
Beautiful.
I talked to him about it this morning. I go, how's it going? I go, let me see. I look at it. He goes, not great. I go, how are sales? No. He goes, the whole watch community, which I guess is really crazy. Like the watch people are nuts.
Everyone's he's coming so in jealous with a luxury brand. It's like, leave him alone.
Leave him alone. The watches are gorgeous. People are like giving him pushback because it's a very like niche like space to try and break into. But the watches themselves, like if you don't want to spend fucking 15 grand on a Rolex, like – this is the way to go.
Right.
You know, Rolex isn't even a company. It's a trust owned by seven lawyers. Seven Swiss lawyers. So it's not even a company. It's just like all a front. It's all fake. Our watch is called brickwatchcompany.com.
Brick?
Brick. Bricked up.
Not bricked up.
Are you? How's the sex life been, dear?
You have to great. Bottom? It's going great. I'm going to start bottoming very soon.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Have you shaved the hole?
I shaved my bush. Yeah, do you want to see?
Yes, of course. Eyes covered, kids.
Joey. And, oh my God, and... before I show you this, you're going to be alarmed.
I don't want to see the dick. I just want to see the
balls. No, I'll show you the balls. Though. The transformation down there, I've been using skincare on my face, on my testicles.
Well, you've been using goddamn Manscaped.
And this is Manscaped. Look.
Joey. He's had a bush for 25 years. Sandra, close
your eyes.
Turn this way. And I'm just hanging lower these days.
Hurry up. Oh, my God.
Did you see?
Yes. But did you save your bush, see?
I shaved on my balls and my grundle. I haven't shaved my bussy though. Because I'm afraid it's going to start itching when I go to the bathroom.
Well, you need to get sugared.
We do.
I want to get a sugaring. It's gone. Sandra has her thing up there. I want to get a sugaring of the hole. But I'm afraid that you did ingrown hair.
I can do it.
You're going to sugar my hole?
It's called a Brazilian. I'm a trained esthetician.
I've heard that feels good. Is that true?
Yes.
Like it feels good. Like obviously the whole process not, but like
but
on the hole it feels good.
All fours.
You have to get on all fours. And then you got a lady there looking at your asshole.
No, I'll do it for you here.
I know you will.
I have all the kits. I have the whole vaccine kit.
If you had to sugar one person in the office, who would it be? Sugar him down. Head to toe.
Head to toe?
Yeah. No, we're not. Fasoli is exempt. Fasoli is it? You cannot choose Fasoli.
That's what I was thinking.
Wait, who else should we eliminate?
No, but you know, I thought of Fasoli first, but I wouldn't want to see him hairless, so I would never do that to him.
Well, it'd ruin a dream.
No, you know what I would do it to?
Marty would be a good candidate.
No, Jake Malisek would be perfect.
Jake Malisek has no hair.
Yes, he does. On his asshole, he does.
How do you know?
Because I've eaten it.
Is this sexual harassment? Do we have HR? I had a dream that I got fired. It was a nightmare. I woke up sweating. Oh, it was no. That the whole company, they're like, well, we're cutting costs this year at our year-end meeting. And then the only cost that they cut was my salary.
Imagine the dream comes true.
Imagine. Oh, my God. Black Friday week promotion. We have a message here. Hi, all. Please continue to push Black Friday. Okay.
Can you open my computer?
Yeah. Password is big. I'll type it in.
Do you think Black China was at January 6th?
She could have been.
Black China. We're doing your birthday party on. Joey's hosting right before we started recording. He said he's hosting his birthday on January 6th.
My birthday's January 3rd. The weekend of my birthday is January 6th. So I'm having my birthday party on the Friday of my birthday.
Remember your birthday last year?
It's fucking perfect.
Talk about a night. I remember, you know how it's like the witching hour at like two or three times stand still?
We had to put my father to bed together.
We put his father to bed. We walked down the stairs in a mansion. We put his father to bed. Joey's like, I need a hand. And we put him around.
Come on,
laid him down in the thing. And then it was chaos. Next thing you know, Joey's in a neon green negligee.
That's right.
I'm snorting gator tails.
There we go.
Off of a marble countertop.
Yeah.
And that was crazy.
This year's going to be fun. I want to do something similar.
You need something low-key. When are you going to start calming down? I need to know. We want old Nana around for a long time and a good time, not just a good time.
I think I'm calm now.
You are?
I think so. I'm spoken for. I just kind of like, I just roast chickens and shave my bushy.
That's kind of true. So I'm looking forward to that. We have our ski trip next week. Oh, Philly.
Do you think you can catch feline AIDS from having bestiality with a cat? If a cat has feline AIDS.
Marry, fuck, kill. Cat, dog, goat.
Oh. I'm going to,
I'm fucking the goat. I'm fucking the goat. Killing the cat.
I'm fucking the goat for sure. Because they have the brrrsies.
Okay.
Their thing looks like a real pussy.
I know.
Wait, what?
Google goat pussy.
Okay, we need to get off of this subject. This is like a bit much. We're going skiing. Everyone, Philly is coming up.
Wait.
After party, Barstool, Samson Street.
Okay, that's
what
open
time
to everyone.
Does the show start? 7:15?
Okay, let me talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're performing.
Oh, ew.
In Christmas Geesh.
Yes.
At the Helium Comedy Club in Philadelphia.
We hired a choreographer for our opening number. We don't know if we're going to go through
it. So the show sold out. If you can't get to the show, don't worry. I need you to pick it outside and say God hates f**ks. if you're not allowed in. Riot
first
outside. Throw bricks. Like, cause a scene.
Westboro Baptist Church will
light
be
the
there.
City. I want you to light the city on fire if they don't let you in. But if you can't get into the show, we're having a after party open to all for the Mam Mafia. I have a specialty cocktail I made called the Mamtini, which is a proprietary blend.
A proprietary
blend of alcohols and rohypnol. But it's open to everyone. Poppy's going to be there. The local celebrities are going to be there as well.
Well, not just local, international.
International. I mean,
we're expecting the Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah, we're expecting all the people that we love. Tammy
Barstool
is going to
be there. Samson Street.
Barstool, Samson Street.
And you can get wherever they open, get there. We're going to show up around 9:30 though. But you can anyone get there. Get there early, get there often. The Mam Mafia cocktail is going to be there for a special price. I don't know what the price is. I'll be in the VIP section. With Pat, and we're not allowed to talk to anyone. No, only kidding.
We'll actually have a pictures. Sheet up around, so you actually won't be able to see us, but there will be holograms of us throughout the building.
Yeah. No, we're going to perform, we're going to hang out, we're going to kiki, we're going to dance on tables, we're going to shut the mother down.
And
it's
then
I'm
great.
Staying in a 5-star hotel.
If you're from Philly, I want, like, when we were in Boston, the Boston-centric thing worked. Oh my God. They're, like, for a second, oh, look at Tom Brady, here's our shot of McGillicuddy's. What's the Philly equivalent?
I mean,
Birds.
I mean, I could
what's
do
the
sports
Philly
stuff.
What's the Philly booze? Do you know what I mean? Is there a Philly booze?
It's piss.
It's piss.
Oh no! I mean, we looked at it and like there. I mean, if there is something, someone comment it and we'll have it. But like,
we're gonna play games. We got a couple things. We're gonna iron out our segments today after the show. But I'm looking forward to it. Philly is a blast. I'm driving down on Sunday as well.
Did I show you I saw someone with a bomb today?
Yeah, tell me about it.
I was getting on the subway, which I never do. I'm trying to save money for Christmas.
Trying to save money for Christmas. This is a man who just said he's staying at the Four Seasons for two nights.
By the way.
Well, I have to spend that money. I'm getting cash that night, ain't I?
I know. This is
the, am I going to cash that night?
I know you're going to fucking cash the check that night. Yeah. He's blowing the whole goddamn thing. Taxes. Uncle Sam who?
And I'll be taking
for Joey.
I'll be doing live cameo shout out to the after party in the bathroom. Give me 100 bucks, bitch. I'll say whatever you want.
Can I pay myself for the half of the train ticket?
No.
Yeah, I paid for it.
I have to transfer funds. I don't have any money in my account.
$38?
No.
He doesn't have $38 and he's staying at the...
I'm not kidding.
Oh my God, I thought I just broke this.
I don't talk about that.
Anyway, Philly's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. You know what else is going to be fun?
Singing a hand up a puppet's ass?
Correct. We have Jeff Dunham coming up, but we also are going to be traveling. We're going to be very, very comfortable because we are going to be in our bare bottom clothing. It's the most comfortable clothes for planes, trains, and automobiles. It makes a great grip. The stretch fabric and elastic waistbands make it always the right fit. I'm not even going to pull it up because I know that you can speak to your heart about bare bottom much you love it. How comfortable is it? I'm wearing it right now. What's your favorite?
My favorites that saved my life and changed my whole life is the shorts. Okay. The 5-inch seam stretch khaki shorts or the chino shorts. I have them in every single color. They outfitted me with them last summer. That's what got me hooked, bare bottom. Yeah. And then they once you get those shorts, now I got hooked. Now they send me the joggers. They send me the sweatshirts. They send me the t-shirts. They send me the workout shirts. The moisture wicking fabric. Every single item of clothing I have still looks brand new as the day I got it, and I wash them all the time. The fabrics and the materials stay. They don't stretch out. They don't get worn out. They look brand new. You can wash them a ton of times. They don't fade. The hoodies and sweatpants are the coziest things I've ever had in my life.
Stretches.
They're thin, but they're warm, so they're not like bulky. So I still look slim, thick. And they're just like the coziest, stretchiest material. You can sleep in them. The t-shirts are like butter. I feel like I'm like a blanket. It's so cozy and soft. Everything. It's so well designed.
I feel like for guys, a lot of times you don't know like where to get clothes. Like, especially because
out of school, we don't call those.
We get our stuff from Barstool, and thank God Bare Bottom is a partner. We love the Barstool stuff. But for guys, and especially if you have a boyfriend or a husband and you don't know what to get them, this is stuff that's quality. And around the holidays, shipping prices are jacked up. But what we're going to do is we're going to give you a deal on that to make Bare Bottom even more affordable.
Right.
So if you go to barebottomclothing.com/out, we're going to give you free shipping on your first purchase. My suggestion, get more than one thing so you can get that free shipping. We absolutely love Bare Bottom. Everyone in the office loves it.
Yeah.
Your man's loves it as well.
Everyone loves it. I won't like... Everything they have. Do they have socks, I think, now?
No.
They don't have socks.
No. but they have everything else.
No, but literally everything they make is top quality, and it fits so well, especially for a bigger guy. Like, it's hard to find clothes that are going to be, like, comfortable and stretchy and then fit you. Like, I've never felt anything like them in my life. Get you the shorts. Get the workout shorts. Those have, like, built-in underwear. Oh.
Heaven. Heaven.
Workout shorts that have the built-in underwear? Those are like transformer shorts, I call them. You can swim in them. You can work out in them. You can just wear them out like to the bars in the summertime. It's like
they're the best
shorts, and they dry quick. It's like I have those in navy. I have them in the black. My whole wardrobe is Bare Bottom, and free shit I steal from here.
Thank you, Bare Bottom Clothing. Make sure you check that out, barebottomclothing.com/out for free shipping. Did you see, this is going to be a little outdated by the time this comes out, Mariah Carey's Thanksgiving performance where she
wore the divine
filmed
dress.
From the left side, and she wore the dress.
Did someone smack her in the face?
She refuses to be filmed on the right side. So she'll go and
always?
Watch it.
She'll
go and watch what happens live. She makes Andy Cohen switch seats. So she's in the host seat because she refuses it. But there's a TikTok that went viral of her, what it takes to get her ready for a live performance. Now this is what we're going to do at our live show. She walks out, five people on the dress, glam, teleprompter, and she sang to her own backup track. It was fucking fantastic. And Mariah's going to be at our live show in Philly is what I'm saying.
Well, she's opening the show with her signature song.
Should we have an opener at Philly?
No.
Why? The opener in Boston I thought was good.
I liked him. Yeah.
Who are we going to get an opener this late in the game?
We can ask anyone. Who should we have open? KB?
His hole?
Sass? Nick?
I like a little Sass.
You like Sass? Sass was reading for the role. I don't know if you guys are watching White Lotus. We're on season 2 right now. It's fantastic. Oh. Sass read for the role of Albie.
Can you imagine
what a hot... Spoiler alert. What?
Imagine we got to see Albie in the... Sass is Albie in all those seductive roles.
What's Sass is Albie?
Oh.
Sass as Albie.
Sass as Albie. The Albie's Albie was out. I don't know if you watch it, but there's a lot. It's starting to be very gay. I feel like White Lotus knows their audience. Like first season, they gave us a lot of gay sex and then they toned to hook the gays. And now they toned it back. But Jennifer Coolidge will say things like, oh, I need to go on vacation with my gays. And that like hooks us in even more. But you're in love with the one fella, the Asian fella.
Well, no, I like
really. He bores the fuck out of me.
He has a British accent. Did you know that?
No,
no. I think all the men are handsome on the show, but my favorite guy is the new British guy.
Oh my god, yeah. So hot! I thought he was Harry Jowsey.
No, it's not him. It looks like him though. Yeah,
it looks like him.
I judge them both for being into the blonde girl. She's
the worst.
Talk about boring. Like that.
Is she blonde or the redhead you're talking about?
Blonde, not Aubrey Plaza. The other one.
Yeah,
she's kind of a strawberry blonde.
Is it strawberry blonde? They just cheat on each other all the time. That whole thing gives me like anxiety. Yeah. It also makes me want to go to Italy.
Marty, if you cheated, would you use a condom or no?
where I could cheat, I would probably use a condom, yeah.
Have you ever cheated?
No. Sandra,
same question. Joey?
Sandra, finished sentence. Condoms are for sailors, correct.
Sondoms are for cucks.
I need this opened again.
I did a retaliatory cheat once. I found out I got cheated on, so then I retaliatory
cheated. And then you beat the shit of each other.
No, that was an old, that was like my first serious boyfriend. We were getting ready to break up, and we were like, do you want to just fight? And he was like, okay. So we just fought each other.
I love that.
And that was the end of it.
Yeah, I love that that's an option.
Oh, it's not a healthy option. I'll tell you that. An option that ended things the right way, but it was definitely an option. You want me to open this up?
Open. You can make me mine back. Mine has a charge now.
Oh, here you go. Yeah, I did a retaliatory cheat. Ladies, if you cheated, sound off in the comments and let us know. But you know what it was?
You didn't have the energy to cheat.
One of the guys that I dated, he went on a trip with his friends. And I was like, this is weird that I'm not being invited. And then when he landed, they were like getting drunk and he was like, oh, they want to have a threesome with me. Do you care? And I was like, yes, I care. He was like, oh, well, he's like, they just want me to watch. He's like, they just want me to watch. I was like, they just want you to watch. I was like, and you're not going to do anything. You're just going to watch, like the biggest lie ever. He's like, yeah, yeah. I was like, well, you're going to do it anyway. So do it. And then he did.
And you broke up with him.
I start crying. And then it lasted for about another year. It was
after
very terrible.
He cheated on you?
Yeah. He didn't like admit it, but it was like, you don't watch people fuck unless you're going
to
get involved.
Yeah. If you get yourself into a situation where that's even an option to watch someone fuck, you're already fucking around doing the wrong thing.
Yeah.
There should never be a situation where your friends just all of a sudden start fucking in front of you.
I think he was like, oh, they just want to give me a massage. I was like, dude, what
fuck you.
In eighth grade, they want to give you a massage. He never liked me either.
He just kept trying to downplay it.
I don't know. That was weird. That was the only time I've ever really like experienced that.
Yeah.
I remember he asked and I was like, it was like the air was taken out of my lungs. Then I go, well, I got to get back in the Rolodex here.
Yeah.
Let me see who I got. It was horrific.
I've been like low key shit, like stuff where it's like we weren't really dating, but we kind of were. And then it would like just like some like shady shit going on. But never like
before you like said the line of this is what we're dating. Or
yeah. But it was with someone that it had gone on for like a very, very long time. And then it was. Yeah. That's the closest.
What was his name?
Elliot, believe it or not.
I don't know the guy's name.
Elliot with two T's.
His initials were DP. Yeah, that was the closest I've ever been. I'd ask Joey about cheating, but we know the story. We know old Timmy boy. We know Tim.
Yeah, cheaters should be put to the death penalty.
Should be given the death penalty. We had so much fun with Jeff Dunham coming up. If you're unsure of who Jeff Dunham is, Google him and I'm sure you'll recognize who he is. He's been famous forever. He's been doing the damn thing forever. He's very wealthy. I thought we hit it off with him.
I think we did too.
And we have a very funny Instagram still that we were going to post. Should we get in? What else do we have to cover before our interview?
Our hair before the Sabbath.
Our hair. What else do we have? What do we have?
Oh, the skincare thing. I know. I was just saying, like, I've been using my extensive skincare on my hand for that I use on my face, on my genitals. And got to tell you. Everything's very soft, and I'm hanging heavier than normal.
Is that the one that Alex Bennett gave you?
Yeah.
Alex Bennett gave him, by accident, a $250 thing.
Two of them.
He goes, what is this? I go, are you going to give it back? He goes, no, of course not. You've been using it on your balls?
I've been using it on my balls.
And?
I've been using the 200. How much is 250 plus 250?
500.
I've been using $500 skin creams on my testicles. That's the name of the show.
Does it make them bigger? What does it do?
Do you want to see and feel them?
No, I don't want to see and feel them. I've already seen your balls and I haven't felt them.
I'm just saying they're plump, they're glossy, they are fresh shaven from my the razor I have.
Well, you're taking care of yourself now.
I shower every day.
You do?
Ever since that clip went viral, Joey's been making it known that he showers.
Well, no, because my boyfriend thought that I don't shower, and I do shower.
You do shower. That's very true. We had a wonderful night.
When required.
When asked. Okay. We're going to get into Caitlyn Jenner. I do want to preface this
Caitlyn
ahead
Jenner.
Of time. Jeff Dunham. There may or may not have been a FaceTime call placed to Caitlyn Jenner on the show. You're going to have to stick around and watch for that. But here is our interview with Jeff Dunham. We hope that you guys enjoy. We'll see some of you in Philly. Anything else?
God hates...
Here's Jeff Dunham. All right, everyone. Welcome to Out and About. We are here with the very talented Jeff Dunham. His new comedy special, Me the People, premiering 11/25. So we'll be out by the time this comes out on Comedy Central. Jeff, thank you so much
for
coming.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving. So there you go. So
day
you're
after
sitting around
Thanksgiving.
With family and friends. Wait, did you say this is going to be out before that? Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, this will be out after, a couple days after.
Okay, so it's already happened.
Yeah. It's already happened. So okay. We're in the past.
I've already premiered. The show's already been on.
Yeah.
So they missed it.
They missed it.
I'm sure it'll be on again. They'll re-air it.
Is it just a one-time air? Like, how's it work?
No, the Comedy Central usually, you know, I think it's how well it does.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, well, let's reprogram it again. But then eventually, I don't know when, probably in a few months, it'll be on Paramount Plus. I don't know when, because that's all the same company.
I was going to say, I have a feeling it'll do pretty well. Historically, your stuff has done pretty well in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, you hold the record for most tickets sold on a comedy.
On a tour,
right? Yeah. It was like $2 million.
On Comedy Central, though, there's a bunch of records there, too. It's kind of nuts. So this is the 11th special.
Good Lord.
And I think the 8th or 9th one on Comedy Central, because I had two on Netflix, one on NBC, and this. So I can't.
Okay, you don't have to name drop here.
Well, I was trying to. Yeah.
We get it, Jeff. Yeah.
If I have to do math silently, we'd have some dead air.
No. That's fine. We're not live.
Matt, we were excited. We thought we were joking with us when you said we're coming on. We're like, he's coming on our show?
Yeah, exactly. We were like, mess on our show? We were reading up on you before this. You were actually, I guess, discovered, I don't know if that's the right word, back in, from what my research shows, 1976 by Big Bill O'Reilly in Texas. Was the first guy who put you on. He did a little news story on you.
Yeah.
And from there, things kind of
went downhill.
Went downhill. Now the bank account went uphill from there.
Yeah, and I was 12 or 13 years old. Yeah, and I guess I had been doing a bunch of shows around Dallas, and he was just a reporter at WFAA Channel 8 back then in Dallas, and he was the reporter that got sent to go to this little kid's house that does a ventriloquist act. So he apparently lost that bet and had to come to my house. And I still have pictures. It's pretty great. Of Bill O'Reilly with hair almost down to his shoulders.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And a microphone and a film camera.
Well, this is 1976.
Yeah. They were getting ready to go to, they were going to videotape for some of the sports stuff.
Yeah.
But the guys out in the field still had the stupid film cameras.
How did you even like discover that you had a talent to do this? Like, was it something where you were just kind of doing voices and you're like, oh, now I can do this voice without moving my mouth?
No, ventriloquism is just like a sport. It's like, or playing a musical instrument. Some people are better at it than others, but anybody can do it. You know what I mean? And it's just, do you have an affinity for that thing? Do you have a desire to become good at it? And then that's when you become great at it, when you spend your 30,000 hours. So, you know, I just started when I was a kid. But the real question is, anybody can learn ventriloquism. It's just a skill. But the real problem is becoming funny. So people ask me, when did you start? And I say, I started ventriloquism when I was in the third grade. And then the next question should be, when did you get funny? Because I was given a pass for many years for being a cute little boy with a dummy and a puppet show. You know what I mean? So I think it was by the time I got into high school that, okay, I need to start being a little cutting edge here and a little funnier than doing woodpecker jokes. You know?
Right.
And that's when I started really making fun of teachers.
Just making pecker jokes instead of the woodpecker jokes.
Drop wood.
But except Walter is a woodpecker joke. See?
How did you – but did you even know what you were doing at the time, or was it like – I don't think you would have like the presence of mind as someone who's in third or fourth grade to be like, okay, I'm doing ventriloquism.
In the fourth grade, that was it. I decided, because we always ask kids, what are you going to do when you grow up? You know, and by the time they're 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, you're asking them, and they usually have some sort of lame answer. But I acquired the skill and learned it, started doing shows, started getting laughs. And I was no good at sports. I was an unpopular kid. I was a little bit overweight. And, you know, all the things that go against you. So you know, then I started getting laughs and I was making fun of stuff that nobody else can make fun of. So there was no reason to quit. And
then you did like corporate shows, you did all that. And then it's like the money starts rolling in and you're like, what was there a point where you realized like, okay, I'm going all in on this.
I did it the opposite of most comedians because I was doing shows at churches at my church. And then some of those guys would go, you know, we have a banquet for my business. So why don't you come do a little show for my business? So I started doing corporate shows really early in life. And there were a couple of times, like, for example, Roger Staubach, who was the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys back then, superstar. He would be in the audience, and I'm like, maybe I can make fun of him a little bit. Yeah. So, like, one year there was an off season, and he was in the audience, and the dummy was like, well, look, it's Roger Staubach. Yeah, good thing he's here. I guess he couldn't be back out practicing, you know? Yeah. So here's a 14-year-old kid doing those kind of jokes to a superstar. And, yeah, so I started doing those corporate gigs. And so by the time I got into college, I still hadn't done a comedy club, and I was doing all these corporate shows and all that. So then I got introduced to comedy clubs in college, and that was an eye opener because that's a whole different animal, you know.
Eye opener in terms of just like, did you ever want to drop the puppet? Did you want to like?
No, it's
do
just
it on your own.
You start experimenting.
A lot of guys do in college. A lot of guys do.
Well, doing comedy for a Kiwanis club versus a bunch Friday of night on a, you know, a bunch of guys, people drinking in there, and you know, that's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
So and here I was in a coat and tie at a comedy club. So,
but I bet you're able to ratchet it up a little bit when people are boozing, like the stuff you didn't want to, that you couldn't say at a corporate gig. You're like, now I can, you know, really be raunchy here.
But at that age, I didn't want to.
Right.
Why?
Because it was the way I was raised and my morals and all that stuff and religion.
She used to work in a church, dear.
It wasn't until I moved out to Los Angeles that things started to go downhill or uphill, however you want to look at it. But when I was doing, you know, I moved out to L.A. in 88. And so here I was doing these comedy clubs following guys like, you know, Seinfeld and Leno and these guys who were huge. And they knew how to work a room, and they weren't dirty or edgy. They were just great comics. And so I realized if I was going to have any kind of career, I had to get out of, you know, drinking water while the dummy talks at the same time. It's none of that. So I started having to write legitimate stand-up comedy. So it went from being a ventriloquist to being a comedian who happens to be a ventriloquist, which is a big difference.
Did you have trouble, like when you made that jump, was how much of your act, obviously you write out your act and you plan it ahead of time, like is a lot of it crowd work? Like are you able to play off the crowd your...
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah,
in fact, I got a question a couple days ago, you know, I get this question all the time, but I rethought the answer. Somebody said, what makes you laugh? And that's always like, what comedian do you like? You know, I was always Louis Black or, you know, whatever. So that's the answer. But then I realized this sounds really self-indulgent, but besides family and all those answers, some of the biggest joys in life I get are when I'm on stage and the dummies were working the crowd and we're talking to somebody and some of those legitimate ad libs just pop into your head. They come out of the dummy's mouth and it gets a huge laugh. And it's like, that's some sort of comedy magic that no comic can ever tell you where that comes from or how that happens.
Have you ever had a moment where you like went too far with a dummy?
Oh,
where
sure.
Where you're like, oh fuck, I shouldn't have done that.
For
like,
sure.
Is there one like big memorable?
Dummy.
And blame it on the dummy.
That was not me.
Yeah.
Well, some of those are just by accident. You know, doing a show and talking to a guy in the front row. And again, this was when I was in college, talking to a guy in the front row, and everybody was a corporate show. And so is this, so blah, 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 blah. Is this your mother? And of course it was his mother. It was his wife, you know, and everybody knew it. And it brings the room to a grinding halt. So yeah, that kind of stuff. But no, and talk about getting canceled. It's,
you canceled a character. You canceled Ahmed, right?
I didn't cancel.
Self-canceled? How did that happen? No. What happened?
What are you talking about?
Didn't he get? Wasn't there like some controversy? Like people were upset about Ahmed or something?
So I was doing a tour in 2014.
Yeah.
And it was a Comedy Central special. We had, you know, whole crew, camera crew was called All Over the Map. And we went to five different continents, nine countries, 29 cities, all over the world, literally from South Africa.
Now, how
did
he perform in Sri Lanka, dear?
Well,
talk to me about New Delhi.
It was Abu Dhabi, actually, was the big question mark.
Oh, no. Yeah,
so we're doing shows for, you know, there's 4,000 Muslims. And
you come out?
Yeah, you'd think I would talk about being terrified. Yeah, because there were, the men were in the dish.
Walter came out then?
You can find it online, because I was terrified. I'm like, what's going to happen here? My managers kept saying, can they love you? Yeah, they love me because they want to kill me. That's what So I went out there, and this is how small the world is to me, and what a better place it is than what we're told in media. They loved the show, and I didn't change. I did the exact same show there that I did in the U.S., that I did in Canada, that I did in South Africa. Nothing changed. I didn't change one single joke, and they loved it. I bring Ahmed out, and it was like a freaking homecoming. They loved it.
That's so crazy.
But then 2 nights later, I'm in the middle of Tel Aviv, Israel, doing this exact same show for 4,000 Jewish people. And guess who their favorite character was? Ahmed the Dead Terrorist.
Insane.
So it's just these universal things that we all share. It's like food on the table, family, a job, you know, and the mother-in-law. Those are all themes that we all share in common. We can all laugh about. So it was a real eye-opener to me to how comedy is universal and how it unites us, and how if you make fun of the right stuff in the right way, we can all laugh at it. And you don't have to pick a side and piss off 50% of the country. And that's what I think a lot of comedians do now is, unfortunately, and especially some of the late night guys, they'll pick a side and they'll go, you know, all these other guys, the other half, you guys are all idiots. You're morons.
Right.
Because here's the real way it should be. And it happens on both sides. And I'm like, why do you have to do that? And so I look back at the comedy of, go back to a guy named Will Rogers. You go back to Bob Hope, Johnny Carson, Jay Leno. Mm-hmm. You never knew what their politics were. They never picked sides. They picked on whoever was in office. And it was individuals they picked on, not giant groups of people. And so their careers lasted forever. Everybody loved them. And I don't know why there can't be comics that do that today.
I agree. Everything. I think they looked at politics, see how divided everything was, and said, that's how I'm going to make money. So the president doing it and making a whole fucking army of people, supporters. Why not do it with comedy?
It's like it's like Colbert now. I know you probably go on Colbert. We don't want to burn a bridge there for you. But I mean,
no,
that's
never been on Colbert. Yeah,
yeah. But that's what we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that entire show is now just, you know, here's my point of view. I can't believe the other people think this. Right. And it's like that famous Michael Jordan quote: "Both red states and blue states buy sneakers."
Right. Yeah.
Same thing with an audience with comedy. Why would you eliminate an entire, you know, sector of the country or someone?
Right.
When not to make it all about money, but when you know what I mean, when those people are going to be buying tickets.
Sure. When Trump was in office, I had a lot of fun with that. There were a bunch of videos that we did on my YouTube channel where Walter was Grump, and he had the big giant wig and the whole thing. And we made fun of – I even had a character that I named Larry, and he was Trump's personal advisor. And, of course, the guy was completely stressed out and a mess and on drugs and like, he didn't know what to do, right? So now Biden's in office, and you can't ignore that.
Right.
So now Walter is Biden in my special. And self-aware. It's like the fourth wall is gone. He knows he's Biden. He's pretending to be Biden. It's not like I have a Biden dummy. And so that way I can talk to Walter as Walter, but at the same time, he pretends he's Biden and we have fun with that. So
is there any like trepidation going too political? Like, do you want to go political at all? Or is it like, I just want to like kind of shit on them from 30,000 feet, everyone universally.
Well, again, I think it's making fun of both sides. And I don't mind doing that, but I think every good comic knows that line in that moment of time.
Yeah.
Because whatever that line is now is different than it was 10 years ago or 2 years ago, and it's different than it will be soon. So you got to know what that line is, and I think every comic can very step over that line gingerly, and is how far is he or she wants to. And then that's what gets the attention, and that's what makes most people laugh the hardest, and it's also what pisses off a handful of people. And it's just how many people that you're pissing off is how far you want to go.
What do you think about the Elon Musk Twitter shit that's going on?
There's all kinds of sides to that thing too. Yeah. So it's great for comedy. And when I keep what I
you should do, get a Musk dummy going.
Yeah, that's true. Going. Yeah. And he comes out on a little electric scooter, right? Right. Yeah. That dies halfway across the stage. Now what are you going to do? But yeah, I mean,
trying to gingerly figure out how to say it.
No, yeah. I, you know, what I keep telling audiences is that the best news that I got as a comedian 5 days ago was that Trump is running again. You know, yeah. It's like, I got 2 years of stuff to make fun of. Whether you like the guy or don't like the guy, it's just, you know, and of course, that's the best news for MSNBC and CNBC and all those networks. Literally. Yeah, of course. Now their networks, now their numbers are going to go back up.
I feel like it's one of those things where him coming back is like, as, you know, annoying as it is and you don't want to hear it, it's just so funny. Like the stuff that's going to, you know, for the next 2 years, like you said, it's so funny until it's not.
Well, because it's absurd. It's so absurd. But the sad thing is that it's also scarily true. Is that a real word, scarily?
Yeah, I think scarily is a real word, right?
But you know, you sometimes wonder, how much is he doing this because he's thin-skinned, or is he doing it because he knows it gets press? You know, he's not
ladder.
Stupid.
It's got to be the latter.
Right.
Can we see Walter?
Oh, sure. Hold
on. I want to see Walter.
Now, did you used to make your own puppets?
Oh, yeah. I built the dummies myself. I have a shop in the garage. And
oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Where are they?
It's up here.
Oh, so now they have to watch it on video. They can't just listen to it because I'm actually here. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For those of you listening, go to the YouTube, please.
Yes, Walter just got here.
Oh, it's so your YouTube number good? They're good, or am I wasting my time?
No, they're pretty good, Walter. Joey, I'll let you take this away with Walter. I know you have some questions.
What
is she scared?
Pretty good.
I'm scared of him.
Why are you scared?
What is good? Is it going to be like, you know, a good episode? How many watches do you get?
Well, it depends on if our guest shares the clip or not. Is really what if you could turn to the left, Mr. Dunham, and let him know, I'm sure his people would love to see.
I'm just so fascinated by how you work, Walter.
It's so intricate.
I feel the same way about you guys. It's like you're actually alive.
How do you do the eyebrows?
How do I do the eyebrows?
It just pulls on a thing.
You pull down and goes up?
Yes. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't care.
Do you have any questions for Walter, Joey?
I'm having this like this weird sensory experience with the third like actual real person just got
I know
here.
I
that's
know
what, how what, that's how realistic it, well, it seems.
Well, what's funny to me is doing comedy clubs for 18 almost 20 years. We always do the morning show, whatever city you're in. You got to do the morning shows of all the radios, and there were countless morning shows where I'd be on and we'd be doing this, and the engineer would go, "Oh my gosh, I need to get a microphone and put it in front of Walter." It's like, hello, you know, it's just all fake.
Yeah, it's so nasty, the hair in the ears and the nose.
Don't say that about him.
Oh, sorry, sir. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. Is there any characters that you, like, how do you find inspiration for them? Are there celebrities you want to, like, model your people after? Is it people from your life?
No, it's whatever's going on in society that people can relate to. And, for example, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. Oh, I didn't finish that story.
Yes.
So we went all over. Let me get back to that. So we went all over the world doing the show. And then we get to Singapore, and they said that our board of blah, 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 and whatever is saying that, no, you can't use Ahmed because it's going to offend the Muslim people that are here. I'm like, but I was just in Abu Dhabi and they, okay, fine. So they said, no, Ahmed. They said they can't even say his name on stage. Can't even say Ahmed. So, okay. So I thought, I knew that, you know, the people were there because of Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. So I got to do something. So I actually put a chapeau on him, a beret, and a mustache, and we called him Jacques Mer the Dead French Terrorist. So he had a French accent. And so we did the exact same act, but he had a French accent. And so I was getting ready to, I was prepared to be arrested and caned, but
they're strict over there. Like, you spit a piece of gum on the ground out, they'll throw you in jail.
Yep, exactly. So and all the security guys were standing, everybody, as I went on stage, I said to my wife and, you know, my manager, and it's like, nice knowing you guys. I don't know what's going to happen here. And, but it turned out great. The people got it and it was fine. So Jacques Mer, it means Jack shit in French.
Does your wife travel with you on tour?
She used to until we had twins, and now she's at home with the boys. But I have twin boys that are 7 years old, so no, she's at home with them.
How fun. 7 years old.
Has Walter met your wife?
Oh, yeah, I'll net it on the floor. Yeah, yeah. What does that mean? What are you saying there?
Well, I'm just saying, like, what's going on when you sleep? Are the kids loud when you're trying to sleep in your room?
No, that I have spoken with the children.
You, Jack and James?
Yeah, you've done videos. Yeah, I did videos when they were younger, and it was like, ha-ha, they're scared of me.
Yeah.
But they weren't.
No, they weren't scared. They didn't care.
Oh, it is a great age when they're in that magical age where fantasy and reality can exist in the same space, because they know the dummies are dummies, and when the suitcase, they're not alive. But when daddy brings them out, no, they're alive.
How old are they, the kids?
7.
Oh, perfect age for that.
Yeah. Yep.
When they were kids, would you bring them out to like entertain them? Or are you like, I get this dummy away from me? Like, well, I'm not working. I don't want to do it.
I have 3 older daughters that are out in the world doing great things. And so.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, when
you're only 60 years old.
You're 60 years old?
You look 40 years old.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Oh my God.
Thanks.
Not a gray hair on you.
Well, that's a good dye job, is
just
what that
for
is.
Just for men. Joey's a spokesperson for Just for men.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I started turning gray in college. And it was,
even your skin, your manners just seem so youthful and.
Thanks.
Very, very cute.
Yeah, I'm sitting right here, you know.
Listen. What's his name, Larry?
Listen, sis. Walter.
Yeah. Walter.
Yeah.
Speaking of cis, Larry, do you know what cisgender means? Oh, I mean, sorry. Is it Larry?
Walter.
Walter.
Why do you keep saying Larry? It's Walter.
Okay, Tom.
Walter. Do you know what cisgender means?
Cisgender is telling you what cisgender means.
Well, it's much, he probably thinks it means sissy, but it's not.
No. It means both or either. Am I right? Did I get it on the head there?
Yep.
How old are your older daughters?
Oh, boy. That's a trick question. Let's see. So
we have them here today.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're about to come in.
25, 27, and 31.
So they were like, they were growing up as you were like really, really blowing up.
Yeah, when things starting to hit it. Because they were in school and in like middle school when things hadn't hit it. And then when I came out with my second special, which was Spark of Insanity.
My dad.
In Spark of Insanity, I introduced Achmed the Dead Terrorist and things went crazy.
Yeah.
Then I became the cool dad. Yeah. So that was fun. And boys started talking to them more.
We're going to take a quick break from Jeff Dunham because I got to talk to you about Proper Wild.
Love it.
Are you feeling sluggish, Mama?
Yeah. Am I feeling I was until I had a Proper Wild.
Do we have any on us right now?
They're in the other room, but I had one this morning. Proper Wild is clean all day energy shot designed to boost your energy, focus, and productivity without the jitters or crashes. Their owner is a very hot man. We both follow him on Instagram. If you can find him, good luck. He's fantastic. There's no preservatives, no artificial sweeteners, no horrible chemicals, just a natural tasting energy shot with clean ingredients that work. Joey, I got you onto this and now you can't live without it.
Oh, there's some right there.
Oh, yeah.
I never liked energy drinks because of the jitters and because of shakes and all those weird things made me feel like I was like running a marathon in my body. That's why I never had them. This is clean all day energy. So it doesn't give you the jitters or like the heart racing or any of that. Mm-hmm. It's, you just feel like you're alert, you're awake, you have the energy to kind of get through the day. I would be falling asleep at the desk by like 4 o'clock, or I'd take a nap at 4 o'clock almost every day. When I have one Proper Wild in the morning, it like lasts literally all day, like it says. It tastes great, and it's just, you don't have to drink a whole gallon of something to get the energy, so you're not going to be bloated. It's a tiny shot, you kind of bang it back, and they taste great. I make cocktails with these, I told you.
That's the treat. Your
boring vodka soda, your boring tequila soda. No more of those sugary energy drinks that you're going to have tons and tons of calories in them when you're trying to stay up when going out for a long night. Make your vodka and a soda or your tequila soda or whatever beverage you like. Pour in the Proper Wild. It gives you great flavor. It gives you just a little bit of sweetness, tons of really good flavors with it. And it keeps you energized for the night to go out. So you only need one of those cocktails and you're ready to go to stay up all night like I like to.
And we're going
to
give you 30% off at properwild.com/barstool. 30% off. Properwild.com/barstool. 30% off. Properwild.com/barstool. 30% off. Back to our interview with Jeff Dunham. Where do you live? LA?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's got to be so crazy for like a kid to like live through, like see your dad become a megastar.
Well, I made it worse for him because I started collecting cars and I got actually one of the screen used Batmobiles from the Keaton movie.
No kidding.
And I drove it to school one day and they were like, "Dad, get that out of here." So,
what's your favorite kind of car you have? How many cars do you have?
Oh, there's about 100.
100?
Oh, it was a metal number.
So it's a bad it's a bad habit.
That's a great habit. What's your rarest car?
Oh, the rarest car.
Corvette 1963 well, split window.
Of course the Batmobile. Wait, you hit it on the head.
Do you have one of those?
Yeah, it's a blue one, yeah.
The blue? Be careful.
That
my friend's
blue,
mom
yeah.
has one.
Very nice. Yeah, it's split window, legit split window.
Oh yeah. One of the originals, only 200 and something made.
Wow,
you have one
amazing.
Too?
Yeah, yeah.
His friend's boss is a big venture capital guy and she's trying to sell it.
Right.
And so I was like, hey, let's give it to him. And he goes, I already have two. I was like,
oh,
okay.
Nice. All right.
What else do you have?
I don't even know what they're worth.
Like $250,000.
No.
Yeah, I'll take it off your hands. I'm sure it's clogging up the garage. What's your one that you really like other than the Batman?
The Batmobile. Let's see.
I used to be such a big car guy.
I have some legit muscle cars, but the ones I like to talk about are the stupid ones. Like
Tricell.
Did you watch the last Lost in Space? No.
No.
On Netflix?
Uh-uh.
Wait, was it Netflix? Yeah, it was Netflix. Mm-hmm. It was Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the chariots is look it up, the big giant chariot. So I have that. I got that somehow. It's this big giant monster space vehicle. But let's see. One of the new Ford GTs.
Those are crazy. So you're like a new car guy or an old car guy?
Both. I have everything. So yeah, that's the old chariot from the old television
what?
Series.
You have one of those?
A trolley?
So a warehouse with all your cars in them?
Yeah, yeah. So we have that one too. And then that's the new one. Well,
what did you get your kids for their first car? Is it take your pick or they want something new?
Well, that was after the divorce.
Okay.
So I had nothing to do with the cars.
Okay.
So very unwisely, my daughters were given brand new Range Rovers.
Oh, that's a nice
age
car.
16, which is just stupid. I had nothing to do with that.
Stupid. I mean, you have a Honda. That's not that crazy.
You know what's great
for
though?
You in LA? You're Jeff Dunham. The kids got Range. That's like par.
The great part is when they went off. When two of them went off to school, they called me. And they said, "Dad, I'm standing out like a sore thumb here. Most of my friends are having to get second jobs to pay for school. They're having to take out loans.
Yeah,
I'm here. You're paying for my college, and I'm driving a Range Rover. Could you please?" Trade this in and get me something else.
You go, yes, honey. Take the steam engine. Take the Leno steam engine. That'll drug some.
So my oldest daughter got a Honda. What is it? A CRV?
CRV.
Yeah, she loves it. She's put 90,000 miles.
What
on
a lovely
it.
Problem to have.
I was really proud of
humble
them.
People.
Yeah.
Because they're like. Tone the right way because they kind of grew up with it as you were coming up and they kind of knew both worlds of it. I
would have been like, Dad, it's not flashy enough. Let me get the Spider, please. The Ferrari Spider. Do you have any Ferraris?
No, it's only American with a handful of, well, of course, the German stuff with the VWs, but only American and a couple of English cars.
What does Walter drive?
Yeah, that's a good
one. Which one should I say I drive?
I don't know.
The 71 Mercury Marquis.
That's when they made cars. That's when they made cars to last. They were built to last.
They were built as loads. You could hit things with them that no one knew. Yeah.
That's actually my mother's car, a 71 Mercury Marquis, and that's what they gave me, and I still have it.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a giant joke.
Where did your daughters go to school?
They one of them went to the University of Montana. One of them went to in Iowa. Blah, 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 blah. What's the name of the school in Iowa?
Iowa
University.
Which
Iowa University?
No, it was a smaller one. Anyway, but now she's in medical school, so she's going to be a doctor.
Oh my God. Third one went to nail school
in Glendale.
No, she's in
Glendale, New Jersey. She went there. That is Joey.
Arizona, the one in state Tucson. Yeah, she went there.
So, oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited that you came in. We were a little surprised that you were coming in just for us.
I was surprised you guys actually wanted us. Oh, look, I didn't see this. This is you guys back there.
This is us here.
That's very nice. Yeah, it looks great.
How long have we been doing this? About a year.
We've been doing this show a year. But yeah, I've been in broadcasting for many years. do you ever do any wild, like risque characters, like either like a drug addict or
We have the cisgender puppet.
Oh yeah, cisgender puppet.
Yeah, it's going over great.
Yeah, Walter's actually trans, believe it or not.
Yeah,
he's one of the first transitions,
non-binary trans.
Don't tell anyone.
You know, one of my good friends was Bruce Jenner.
Oh, is he one of your good friends?
Yeah. Well, I said was. Because he's not Bruce anymore.
Do you guys still chat?
Oh yeah.
Do you?
Don't say guys. Don't guys. Not guys.
Yeah.
But I still, whenever I see her, it's still really difficult for me to not go, hey, man. Because just always comes out of my mouth.
Would she correct you if you did?
No. Yeah. Great sense of humor. It's really funny.
This is our M. That is our white whale of a guest, Jeff. If you put him with Caitlyn Jenner to come on this show.
Yeah.
I FaceTimed with her once.
You did?
I'm with her roommate, Sophia.
Oh, that's right.
Hold on a second.
Wait, If you call Caitlyn Jenner right now.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Can
yes.
you do it on speaker?
I don't know. Let me I should text her first.
Yes.
I'm nervous. Oh my God, it's gonna happen.
Look at Walter. Okay. Look at Walter. Let me text. Trying to get the digits.
Let me text.
Walter's trying to get the digits. Okay. My heart's
Taylor.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
I'm gonna die.
Hold on. Oops. Okay. Hold on. I can't type with one hand.
Now, Jeff, I'm on the course, actually. I'm out here.
Can I call you right now? Question mark. I'm on the air on a show, and they really want to talk to you. Period. If not, no big deal.
Tell them we're gay.
Yeah, be like, we're huge fans.
They're huge fans, by the way.
Imagine he goes, no, but we have Kim available.
Yeah. She says
you guys, or you and Caitlin probably do a bunch of car stuff together, right? She's big into cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Yeah. Damn it. Can I come out to your garage and can we go driving?
Sure, why not? Get in the tank.
Great. You have a tank?
A small tank. It's actually called a Ferret Scout car. It has wheels, tires, but everything else is tank.
Good.
All right.
Now, that was actually, that's a Russian tank used in the invasion of Ukraine, believe it or not.
She didn't respond. No, it was English. I was like, the English. Like, how do you know? That's not right. Yeah. All
what
right.
Do you think
not answering.
Answer? Not, well, does she usually respond time. Pretty quick?
Yeah.
Well, it's a time difference. Maybe
well, we have all day, so I'm sure we can just as long as you want. Well, if that's fun, that's great. Have you met the rest of the Kardashians? How's your relationship with them?
Yeah. When Bruce and I were hanging out a little more than we do now, he invited us to a Christmas party.
The big Christmas party.
Yeah, the big one. So that was a lot of fun. It was great.
Now you're in a wheelhouse.
Kim,
Chris Jenner's house?
Kim was as sweet as she can be. Oh, yeah, in Chris's house, yeah. And Kim was as sweet as she can be. Kanye didn't know his sister-in-law because he introduced himself to her and she was like, Kanye, I'm your sister-in-law.
Who?
Hold on a second. Got divorced.
Chloe?
No, on Bruce's side. His son. One of his son's wives.
Barry. Not Barry.
They got divorced.
How long have you been close with them?
I wouldn't say close.
But like friends. Like that's I'm sure like the glow.
I'm only friends with Caitlin.
Okay.
Yeah, they wouldn't know who I am.
That's still gotta be insane.
I will tell you though, Kendall and Kylie came to our house one time when they were still girls.
Oh, they came to our house and
we had a dinner. Yeah, they were just barely out of high school and they came over for dinner one time. And then after that things just went bananas.
Did they leave the plates for the maids to clean them up?
We're all part of the same tax bracket here, dear. We know how it works.
Mm. And they seem lovely.
I should show you a photo of Bruce when he showed up to the car show right before everything happened.
Did you have any inkling?
She had pigtails.
This is a long story. So here's what happened. So
settle in, girls.
So when the
this is what we're waiting for.
When the there kept being stories about him. And he and I would fly radio control helicopters together and, we'd go to the car shows together and all that stuff.
You're living my dream life.
And obviously he'd had some stuff done and I didn't care about that. Who cares? He never
tracheal shave.
Okay. I don't know about that.
I've been covering it for years.
So then things started. This was like Audrey was pregnant. It's 2015. And finally, one magazine cover came out. I think it was Us Magazine, and they taken a body of a woman and put his head on it and put makeup all over.
Yeah, I have it.
So Photoshop.
Yeah. I have it with the red jacket, red and the scarf, floral scarf,
probably
and lipstick.
The Photoshop you're talking about,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And so my daughter called me from the airport. They were very defensive of him.
Yeah.
And she called me. She sent me a picture. She goes, "Dad, can you believe this?" And I'm working at Planet Hollywood. I was there for 10 months. Getting ready for a special. My wife was there. She sent me the picture. I'm like, this is ridiculous. And Audrey says, are you going to say something? I'm like, oh, yeah, I've never said anything to him because he never stands up for himself ever. It's ridiculous. They made him look like an idiot on the show.
Yeah.
They're always making fun of him. I said, he's my friend. I go, I got to say something now. I called him up and I go, Bruce, have you seen the magazine cover? He goes, yeah. I go, I am your friend. I have never said anything about this. I go, you were Mr. America when I was a kid. I mean, running the decathlon.
Yeah.
You've told us all the story about how, you know, he came over one Christmas. Oh, this is another backup. One Christmas, I called him up and I said, Merry Christmas. I go, what are you doing tonight, Christmas Day? And he goes, nothing. I go, with the family? He goes, nah, they got their own thing. I go, you're doing nothing on Christmas Day? I go, how about Christmas Day night, evening, like dinner? He goes, nothing. I go, Bruce, come to the house. So there at our house was my whole family plus my in-laws sitting at the dinner table with Bruce Jenner talking about how he trained himself, how he did all that by himself, no coaches, nothing. And it was so inspirational to hear that coming from him. And it was unbelievable. So here we are, cut to, you know, a year or two later, and this garbage is coming out on the magazine, how they're making fun of him. And, you know, and I'm like, I called him and I said, Bruce, you've got to get behind this. I go, you were that guy. I go, how could you let this go? They're making you look like an idiot on the show. And you know that. I go, you got to hire the best lawyer in town and stop this nonsense.
Right.
Dead silence on the phone.
Stop.
Audrey looked at me and I went, uh-oh. On the inside, we both went, uh-oh. And he goes, well, we need to talk.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And so then he told us the entire story of everything that he had just done in the interview with
Diane Sawyer.
Yeah, he had just done the interview. It was still in the can. It wasn't out yet. And so he told us the whole thing. He said, you're going to be seeing all of this in the interview. And he said, you know, that's the way it is. And so, okay. And so I, you know, as me, who I am, having defended him on stage, you know, people make jokes and all that and saying what I did and defending him as a man and how, you know, it's just terrible to make fun of a guy like this.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, so I, you know, he had to deal with all that in his entire life. I can never take that away, you know? But then in my own little universe, I'm like, okay, so this is kind of odd as being one of his good friends and I had not a freaking clue.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to be just sympathetic or is there a part of me that can be a little bit unhappy with this?
What do you say? Do you crack a joke or do you get the initial, like, you know, nothing changes, blah, blah, blah? Like, what's your response to that?
Well, I had to sit on this for a little while and deal with it with myself because that's a big deal. One of your best friends, you think, is now this is their life and they didn't tell you they're, you know, had a problem.
Right.
And of course, after you see the interview and he'll hear the whole story, it's like, wow, that's something to have dealt with. Unbelievable. Can't even imagine.
Right.
And we're still friends and it's, you know, we don't hang out quite the way we used to. Cause I, you know, it's one thing to go to a mall with one of my buddies, but it's another thing. I'm not going to go to the mall with another woman.
Imagine because that was the last time I spoke with her. Yeah. Unfortunately, the friendship was terminated.
Now, Walter's still close though.
Now, Walter's correct? Still close.
I fell asleep 10 minutes ago.
That's so wild. That's gotta be crazy. I feel like coming out as gay is one thing, but when you're the most famous athlete in the world for a certain period of time, married to the most famous family in the world, and then you come out and it's wild to me. So after there was that silence, what was your first thing that you said to him on the phone?
Oh, I don't know. We just, you know, it was, you mean in that conversation? I'm like, when he said, we need to talk, and it was a moment of silence for me. And I said, okay, that's fine.
Did you say, get it, girl? Get a girl.
Slay, bitch.
Slay mama.
Slay mama.
So I had to walk on stage 10 minutes later and do a show. So it was, it was a bit of a, you know.
Imagine he upstages Vanity Fair. I got some breaking news.
I would have got drunk into
the coming
exclusive.
Out from Ahmed. Yeah.
Yeah. And Ahmed tells everyone.
Ahmed tells it. You're not going to believe what I just said. That is so fascinating.
Yeah. So, but my whole point of this is that what a human being, Bruce, Caitlin, and it's that I'm just so impressed having trained himself to be that athlete and to go to the in each sport, the 10 sports, to go to the best of each one and having gotten tips and, you know, trained himself to just self-motivation. Unbelievable. It's great. Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen Untold on Netflix, there's the Caitlyn Jenner story. It's pretty good. It's where they show it's the whole story in first person account. It's pretty good. They do that. They do a bunch of athletes, like the untold story of big athletic, you know, achievements, stories, whatever.
Oh,
it's fascinating.
Great.
So when can we come to LA? when are we going to your show? I guess that's the next natural question.
I got stuff around here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Tell us where.
I don't know. You
got to
look at my website at jeffdunham.com. We start the new tour, which is still not canceled, and hopefully
that will remain true. Yeah.
And that begins right after Christmas, the 28th. I think we're in Minneapolis, or I can't remember where. Indiana. I don't remember. Anyway, so that's so look on the website at jeffdunham.com. And again, the Comedy Central special should be re-aired soon. And in a few months, it'll be on Paramount Plus.
Oh, my God. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, guys.
A lovely guest. Walter, it was very nice to meet
very
you.
Nice oh, to nice meet you. You, too. You do a great job. I enjoyed this. You. I usually don't give compliments, so don't let it go to your head.
And check out, what's the name of the special? It is
Me the People, appearing 11/25 on Comedy Central.
Yep. All right, guys. Thank you, Jeff. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for the time.